Tell me your name and what you do.
So I'm Jim Peterson. I'm the Typhoon display pilot for 2019.
How boring is that?
It's not boring at all. No, so it's the best job in the world, I think.
I mean, presumably you've come up through the ranks in the RAF and basically found yourself in the display team for Typhoons, but your background and your involvement, and when did you join the RAF, for example?
So I joined the RAF in 1999. Prior to that, I was sponsored through my A-levels and university. And when I joined up, I went through flying training.
Got you say sponsored, do you explain that?
So I'm not sure how it works now, but when I went through school in the mid-90s.
And where was that?
Down in West Sussex.
Right.
And then I went to university in Liverpool. You were able to be given money towards your education and do flying scholarship as well. And then when you joined university, you could go to university, be part of the air squadron, and they would put money towards your fees.
Fantastic. I mean, but is that system still operating, do you think, at the moment?
You'd have to check with the careers office, actually.
Obviously, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. But, I mean, it's just something to think about if somebody's maybe looking at a career in the RAF.
Absolutely. For me, it was the way forward. I was always wanting to be in the RAF. I was going to join at 18, but that
was
just...
Was that a family background or just you yourself?
No, not at all. So my family background's police force, actually.
Oh, right.
So most of my family are all police people. But no, I'd been to an air show when I was a kid, seen the Red Arrows and seen the F-16 display, and thought that's for me.
That's where I want to be.
Yeah,
glamorous, yes.
Absolutely. Well, not just glamorous, just I think a really rewarding career, something that takes me all over the world, but just exciting. No day's the same.
But I mean, the fact that you wanted to fly and were able to fly rather more than being on the ground, I mean, that in itself was an advantage, because I mean, there must be. There must be guys who probably are girls who want to be in the Air Force, but in fact they're restricted by their not being able to be in the air when they would probably love to be.
Well, so the Air Force is a military organisation, so there has to be a certain standard of physical fitness required and mental and physical ability. But there are a very wide-ranging careers that you can have in the Air Force.
Absolutely. How demanding is it being a Typhoon pilot and flying that particular aircraft? What's it like in the cockpit, for example?
So when I'm doing my display, I would say it's a bit like going to the gym and doing a high-intensity workout. So for 8 minutes, I am working hard. By the end of it, I feel like I've been to the gym. I'm probably quite sweaty. It's quite hot in there.
Lost some weight?
Probably not some weight, maybe sweated a little bit, but I will stay hydrated. But the thing is, it's the training that I've had that allows me to do it. Flying the jet itself is like a very extreme fairground ride, is how I'd describe it. So we go from -3G, which is where... So if you turn upside down and hang from a tree, that's kind of what -1 feels like. If someone then was to pull on you, that's -3, maybe, if three... Two people jump on you and swing you around by your legs. And then +9G, I weigh as much as a Formula One car. So I weigh 9 times as much as I'm nearly a ton.
And you're flying a Formula One car, aren't you, effectively?
The Typhoon is an incredible aircraft. It does feel like it's at the height of its performance. I don't think there's much out there that really is better.
When you're flying that particular aircraft, I mean, okay, you have those sort of hydroplane wings at the front of the plane. What are those actually doing?
So they're four planes. So we have a big delta wing at the back.
They're called four planes.
We call them four planes. The French call them canards. And they just help with the aerodynamics. You'd have to speak to an engineer to know exactly what they're doing at certain times.
You know what you're doing with them in the cockpit there.
Absolutely. So I concentrate on flying it. I let the engineers work out how it stays in the air.
Those four planes, I mean, what are they supposed to be doing from a pilot's point of view?
So it gives it... The aircraft is inherently unstable. It's all flown by computers, so that's what makes it so agile. If a human was to try and work out how to fly this thing without the aid of the computers, it wouldn't be able to.
You wouldn't be in the air for very long.
You wouldn't, no. So the fact that it's an unstable aircraft with the four planes, that just helps it have very dynamic nose-pointing authority.
When you talk about it being computer programmed, I mean, how does that work?
So there's four flying control computers within the aircraft for redundancy. and any one of them can fly the aircraft. So we have four working in conjunction, and anything I do in the cockpit with the stick and the throttle isn't actually linked to anything. It's linked to some computer wires. And then the aircraft, from the computers interpreting my inputs, then go through the hydraulic system and the fuel system, etc., to make the aircraft work.
When you're flat out in your Formula One Typhoon, you were saying that, you know, you get a real sort of push in the back. Is that must be quite an incredible feeling, I should think, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's not only the 9G down and the -3.
I'm not having any sympathy at all. Forget about it. You've got the suit on to sort of protect you against
that. Absolutely, the suit's fantastic. And
if you got the suit off, I mean, what would happen to you?
You would have less tolerance, and you would be more tired trying to strain against the G-force. But every person is unique, so the pressure breathing and the G-suit really do help.
Yeah, sure, because, I mean, they used to talk about when the guys were flying, you know, World War II in Spitfires, Hurricanes or whatever, they would often black out from the G forces, but then their bodies would recover. But I mean, your suits themselves are designed to protect you against any of that anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the G force is something that happens in the aircraft. The suit is part of our physical reaction to the G-force. So we will strain with the suit and the pressure breathing, and that just makes sure we're fully conscious throughout the whole regime of the flight.
When you're flying the aircraft itself, I mean, in real terms, it is easy to fly?
So I would say it is easy to fly, but it's still a fast jet.
Agile and so beautiful when it's up there and performing, obviously in a display that you're doing, for example.
So it's not difficult to fly the jet if you're well trained. I wouldn't say the average person would find it easy, but as a trained fighter pilot, you get into a Typhoon and it feels very natural, and it does feel easy to fly for a jet.
Because Tornado is, we've lost Tornado out of the RAF and 40 years service there, but I mean, you obviously flew Tornado before you actually did Typhoon.
Yeah, so I flew Tornado 2003 to 2006. The Tornado was a fantastic aircraft for its time. The jet wasn't fully carefree handling, so you had to move the wings manually. You had to put flaps down to come into land. Typhoon doesn't have wings that move, and from 100 knots all the way up to supersonic, the flaps will come down when they need to. They'll do that automatically, so to that extent it is a lot easier to fly.
What about the display team? How long do you sort of do a tour with the display team?
So I'm very fortunate. This is my second year, but usually it's 1 year as the pilot. And every year we have a competition to see who's going to be the pilot for the next year. And the teams themselves, we have three separate engineering teams. And they, again, they audition to be part of the team. And they rotate once every 3 weeks through the different venues.
What about being part of a 9-flight Red Arrows? Would you like to be up there at some point? Have you tried to be up there?
So, yeah, the Red Arrows are fantastic. I've got a lot of fond memories of the Red Arrows, and I have flown in the back seat with them, and it's always an incredible experience. I did do the shortlist in 2011 with Martin Pert, actually, who's now Red One, but then I didn't get in that year, and then I got given a really good job on the test and evaluation squadron for the subsequent year. So I haven't actually reapplied, but never say never.
What about flying maybe a display team of 9 Typhoons? Would that be feasible, do you think?
I mean, if anything's feasible with enough money and backing, but I don't think it would be good use of public money.
But in real terms, I mean, the Hawk's been an amazing aircraft from that point of view, hasn't it?
Yeah, the Hawk's been an absolute workhorse, similar to the Tornado. It's been around since the late 70s, early 80s, and long may it continue.
Fantastic stuff. Can I wish you all the very best for this year and for obviously the displays, and look forward to seeing you at RAF Cosford Air Show in June.
Yes, you may, and thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.